Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Get On VC podcast, and thank you for getting on VC with us. This is episode 2. I am here with Baxter and Ghost today for today's episode.
Hola.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about some juicy stuff. But first, let me start off by saying thank you guys so much for listening to the first episode of the podcast. And thank you so much for your support. You guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, and other platforms as well. So make sure you guys make sure you follow, subscribe, and let us know if you guys want to hear us talk about any topics you guys want. I don't know if that made any sense, but today's juicy topic is all about relationships. Now, we've all have those relationships that we, you know, are very either heartbroken by, or we have those relationships that are just, you know, there was the worst relationship you could think of. But, you know, we're going to talk about our good, our bad, and our ugly. We're going to talk about, you know, past things that happened in our relationship, and we're going to talk about the relationship and the dating scene now as we see it. One thing to preface though, as if we talk about these, or when we talk about these relationships, we will not be using real names. We will not be doxing any names. So please know that none of these people that we are talking about, their names are not the actual person's name that we're talking about. So let's get started. I mean, relationships, it's a really broad subject. You know, you have your significant other that you are, you know, you're with, someone you have kind of have fallen to liking, maybe you have fallen in love at once. You know, I know Baxter, Ghost, and myself, the three of us have been in past and previous relationships. My relationship experience is a little bit different than the other two because my longest relationship only lasted a week. So,
I don't think I've heard this story.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to hear this story. I don't think you've shared this one before.
So, I have three exes. Three. Surprisingly, they're not of the same race as me. I've dated other ethnicities. My first girlfriend was in middle school. We dated for a week. Then she broke
does
up.
Middle school count?
Yes.
I mean, middle school does count. It really though? But like, yeah. Okay, it's fine. For the sake of part, for the sake of the story, you know.
For okay. Me, it does. For me, it does. I mean, in middle school, I mean, before you start learning about, like, you know, yourself, you know, you go through your health and your education about, like, you know, your body odor, and then you start learning more about, you know, yourself as your gender, you know, start learning about who you are, and they tell you about safe sex and stuff like that during that age.
Oh, I hated that conversation.
Yes, I did too. But yes, my first Everybody girlfriend did. Was in middle school, 7th grade. For preference, her name is Heather. We will call her Heather.
Heather.
That's an oddly specific one.
We call her Heather. Heather and I shared the same whole room together. We also had math, and I think we had math class together, and I think like one or two electives together as well. So we had classes together. So she took a liking to me, and you know, we had talked, and then I asked her. And then she was like, hey, I'm just going to let you know that I want to break up with you because I found another guy attractive. So,
middle school relationships.
So I was like,
the
okay,
pinnacle
cool.
of it.
Fine. That's literally. Fine. So, yeah, that was her. And then I dated somebody else. We'll call her Sandra.
Sandra
and I dated for a couple of days. She was a very, very cute bubbly girl. We shared the same birthday.
Okay.
Yeah, we shared the same birthday. She broke up with me because she was like, I don't feel like I'm ready for a relationship. after she said yes, but sure.
In middle school? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was like, cool. Okay. But I would consider my last ex my first real taste of relationship because it was...
When was this? Also middle school?
This was 8th grade freshman year.
Also middle school. Okay, noted. Got it. Okay, keep going. So,
this was 8th grade freshman year. We'll call her... We'll call her Grace.
Okay.
So... Okay. Grace and I were actually friends in 8th grade. Like, we were, like, probably, like, better friends than most. Like, we constantly would just hang out with each other. Anytime we had, like, social gatherings and stuff, it'll be, you know, you could always find us two together and just talking to each other. So I heard through a friend that she liked me. And I was like, oh. And... our friend asked, do you like her back? And I was like, yeah, I do. So I asked out, you know, I asked out Grace and we dated. And then we broke it off because there was a lot of publicity around us.
Oh, middle school publicity, man.
Yeah. But we still liked each other. So... we spoke over the summer. Like, we dated towards the end of 8th grade. Then we still kept in touch over the summer. Come freshman year of high school, you know, we still kind of had the liking to each other. And, like, we're in high school now. We're like, okay, whatever. So we tried it again. We dated for a week. And then I broke it off.
Whoa.
This is new.
Yeah, I broke it off because I was like, I feel like people were looking at me, people were questioning me, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna stop all necessities.
All the haters.
Yeah.
Good job, TK. You stopped all the blocking
all the haters.
Yeah, so I was like, no. And then she still liked me at the end, and I was like, you know.
You're like, no, ho.
I was like, as much as I like you, I was like, for me in the long run, I was like, I don't think in the long run it's gonna happen for the both of us. Like, nothing special is gonna happen in the future. So I was like, I don't want to hinder you from any other options that you might have or other things that you might have in the future. So I broke it off, and then, I mean, we were friends. We had a class together in junior year of high school. So it wasn't too bad. So she was my last girlfriend.
Back eighth in grade, high school. All right.
Back in no high school.
Hey, 8th grade to high school, okay? Yeah. Give him the benefit of the doubt. High school, okay?
So high school was my last, freshman year of high school specifically, was my last girlfriend.
Oh, specifically.
Specifically. So I have not had, I've not been in a relationship since then. Have I talked to other girls? Yes, I have.
Females? Yes. Yes, you have. I have. Those conversations, we know.
Yes, I've had talks. Have they gone anywhere? No.
Yeah.
Have not been there. But anyways, that's my relationship backstory. And we can talk about more of the other stuff as we move on.
Man. Sure, would you like to go next or would you like me to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next.
Okay, go for it, tell you.
Let's see. I think my first ever girlfriend was like everyone in middle school, but this one actually started like at the tail end into high school, so well into high school. That was back when I lived before where I live now, and that was probably, you know, the typical your first love relationship type of thing. Oh. Everything was great, everything was beautiful. We had a little bit of falling outs here and there because, you know, everyone does.
Middle school.
High school. This one was actually high school. Like, okay. Yeah, we dated like we started dating like at the end. So basically like our freshman summer type of thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
So it was like that. But yeah, so, you know, things go through. I think junior year high school comes around and then I get the news that I'm moving, and we had like taken a break like the year before, because I kind of told her, like, because I kind of knew I might be leaving, but it wasn't like 100%, you know, confirmed. So we, you know, I gave her time to think about it. She was like, you know, like, we could stay together until you leave and blah, blah, blah. Like, if you leave. And I was like, I mean, if that's what you want, blah, blah, blah. So we decided to, you know, date for another year. Another year goes by. It's like mid of my junior year, I break her the news. And then, you know, that's kind of just how that relationship with, we'll call her Shelly, ended. And yeah, it just, so that one was a little bittersweet because it didn't end bad. And there was no reason for us to actually truly break up besides the fact of just me moving. And then comes to where I move up here. And that's where just relationships went downhill, man. Not the greatest first relationship when I moved where I am now. Quite traumatizing first experience, because, you know, I first moved here, no friends, no nothing. Girl tells me she likes me. I'm like, oh, dope. This is cool. A girl likes me here. I have a chance, you know? Yeah, no. I ended up, I think it was junior year, so dated her into my freshman year of college, which just thinking about that hurts my brain, because that was like, I don't know, I think five years ago, which is crazy to me. And she kind of, you know, typical college story, cheated on me in college. So that was great. I dated her for, I think, what, 3 years? Two years. And then after her, I dated another chick for another year. So my longest relationship was the one back where I lived before I moved where I am. And it was 3 years, because it was from freshman, literally the start of freshman, to like junior year. Wow, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Well, you know, when you sit here and think about it, that's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's my past experience.
My turn.
All right, spill the tea, Ghost. Spill the tea.
Oh, dude. Well, unlike you guys, I didn't have a middle school relationship. I did have an elementary school relationship.
Okay, but we don't count those.
We don't count those, but it was my first experience into that thing. My parents weren't happy about it. But you know, that's neither
here nor there. Whose parents are ever happy, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly a fair point. But anyway, so that was... Elementary school relationships don't count. We'll argue about middle school later, but elementary don't count. So my first actual relationship would be freshman year of college. I started working at my retail job that I currently still work at, and we'll call her. I don't know. I'm very good with just coming up with random names.
We'll call her Pam. Call her Pam.
Pam. There we go. Okay, Pam. We'll call her Pam. So Pam, she and I dated for a year and a couple months, if I remember correctly. So we dated for a year and a little bit. You know, first one, one that I thought was gonna be my, you know, my first love, and also took my V card and, you know, did all this other stuff, but it turns out she was meant for the streets and for a bunch of other things. And, you know, first relationships never really go well, as we all probably know. Except for those lucky few that end up actually doing okay, which, good for them. And I wish them the world. Let's see here. After that, I graduated college, kind of focused on myself. Because during that first relationship, I thought I knew what it was all about after seeing, you know, the mistakes that friends made in high school and also some friends in college. But clearly I did not have it all together. And so I don't know, man. So I focused on myself during college, and had a grand old time. doing that, I then moved on to a different location for my retail job. And then that was where I have my second ex. Actually, you know what? No, we're going to rewind a little bit. So let's see here. So I had my first ex. I had some other, not relationships, but I would say I had...
Situationships.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I had some situationships, but all turned sour, as most do. My first situationship lasted for quite a while, but she ended up marrying some guy in Wisconsin and then went over there, even though, you know, we did the whole I love you and like everything else.
Yeah, congrats to her.
And like some other things, and I don't know. It just wasn't good. And even though like people at several places in my life told me that I need to stop it, I didn't want to, and you know how it goes. The next one was not a situationship. It was an attempt at dating. And it was actually probably the first healthy kind of relationship that I ever had. Because we took it slow, because we knew we liked each other. We've had conversations before. So we went out a couple of dates, went out to go eat, went out to some movies, did some other things, but ended up not dating, just due to some personal differences in each other. But still, she and I are friends to this day. She has a great boyfriend that she met on Facebook dating, by the way.
That's insane.
Like, wow.
That's insane.
I know. Like, she, I don't know. She, love her to death. She's fantastic. She's a fantastic individual and a fantastic person. She's been through so much. And where to get where she is now is just unbelievable. But yeah, she tried all the things. She tried Tinder. She tried going out to places, and she did a bunch of things. But yeah, out of all the places that she met her soulmate, it was on Facebook dating.
That's crazy.
So yeah, it was freaking amazing. And you know, and she was one of those girls too that was like, you know, divorced parents, and she doesn't really know her dad, and she knows her mom really well, but her mom's like super toxic and stuff. So she always said that she didn't want to get married. Literally the moment she met this guy, maybe not even a month in, I looked at her and how happy she was. She was losing weight already, like a month in, and she, like, this guy was making her so happy. And I looked at her and I was like, if this guy popped the question tomorrow, would you say yes? She said, I might. And I was like, wow. So, you know, Facebook dating, man, not
that's
a hashtag
crazy.
Ad,
that's
but like,
yeah,
that's freaking crazy. Of all the places in the world, like, Facebook dating was not something I'd ever see anybody in my life, for that matter. But, you know, that's cool. But no, that out of all the relationships I've had, I think that one's probably the healthiest. After that, I got into not a situationship, just a fling with somebody. That was a mistake. For multiple different reasons, but we'll move on from it. And I kind of try to not think about it. And then my next relationship was with need another random name.
Brenda.
Brenda. There we go. The next relationship was with Brenda. Super conservative. She was a very liberal individual in a super conservative household.
Gotta love those.
Oh yeah, gotta love those. And actually, funny enough, way back when, well, not way back when, but originally when I first started at the new location. And also preface, every single person I've been with or had a situation or just anything is all work related. So news to the listeners, don't date your coworkers under any circumstances.
Yeah, he's very anti-coworker dating.
Don't date your coworkers. It makes everything so bad. And it's not only just awkward between the two of you after you break up, or even if you're like fighting or whatever, like it affects how you work, because then you have to work together. It's really bad. But then it also affects your coworkers. Like I knew that going in, right? And after all these different situationships or whatever, or relationships that I did, I knew that going in. But after every single one, it still amazed me in a bad way, obviously, but it still amazed me how much it affected my coworkers and like how it affected the workplace. So just be mindful of that for listeners at home, I say don't date your coworkers. I've had plenty of people where that I've known plenty of people where that's the opposite. But just going through personal experience, I'm highly against it. But anyway, moving on. So Brenda, I think that's what we did, Brenda. Mm-hmm. Brenda, yeah. Brenda and I got into a relationship, liberal in a conservative household, and really just kind of going through it in a lot of different ways, especially mentally. And that's really what bit the bullet at the end, I think, was she just wasn't anywhere mentally correct. But that she was also going through a lot of different things. So it just wasn't a great idea for me to be in a relationship with her. But, you know, I'm not a very smart guy. So here we are. So yeah, I think out of all the relationships I've had, I think the longest was Brenda, my last ex, which was, I think, 2 years.
Okay.
I think that's right. And it's either a year and a half or 2 years. It's one of those two. But anyway, very toxic.
We knew of Brenda, too, like a little bit.
That's right. And you guys knew of Brenda a little bit, too. Yeah. We almost went on a trip with Brenda, too.
Yeah,
but,
we almost went on a trip with Brenda, too.
But that's a different story. Never ended up happening.
Yeah.
That was the supposed to be Florida trip, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was supposed to be Florida.
Yeah, supposed to be Florida.
Yeah. After
that trip, go listen to the last episode if you don't know what Florida trip we're talking about. But I'm partially grateful I didn't go on that Florida trip because I did not want to be a part of that horror story that was the Airbnb.
No, you wanted to be a part of that horror story that was the Airbnb. Yeah, no.
good times. But yeah, no, that's two exes, couple situationships, all work related, all regrettable. I mean, yes, we regret. I don't know, man. Well,
I mean, I get what you're saying. I get where you're coming from. Regrettable in the sense of like, you know, like, damn, like I went through that. But
yeah,
not regrettable in the sense
character
of I learned. Yeah, character development. Yeah. See, that's what we like to call it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my story, and a lot of learning about personal growth and other things. And now I work from home. So I don't do anything or go out because going out is scary.
Cut some grass.
Yeah, great segue to the dating scene of today, man.
Cut some grass. I'm kidding. I mean, okay, so yeah, we talked about our past relationships and, you know, what all three of us have gone through. So looking at the dating scene now and, you know, the three of us right now, we are bachelors looking for somebody, somebody else, you know, and we're doing everything to the best of our abilities to, you know, try to find that date, you know. But what's some of the icks out there, you know? You know, in our group chat, you know, Cag has been sending TikToks about the guy with the list and all the icks that girls have against guys. You know, guys can't wear socks. Guys can't eat.
Dude, I that's so crazy. I know, like 100% some of it's got to be jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I hope. Like, I really hope. Because if that's true to some of the stuff out there. Like, I mean, I get it. Everyone has their preferences, but you're telling me I can't get a Frappuccino at Starbucks? Like, what's wrong with getting a Frappuccino at Starbucks, bro?
Like, come on. Like, some of the things that, like, the icks that were being on that list, I was like, really? Like, seriously? No, thank you. But, yeah, what are some of the icks out there that you see and that you have, and you know, when you're looking for someone?
I don't listen. Like, those TikToks are funny, kind of, but yeah, they're kind of funny. But ultimately, like, even if there is an interest from a female to me, I will focus on that female more than the dating pool, I guess, just because like that list, like, even if it is legit, right? I don't know. Just like any stereotype, like, you can't put a stereotype on one person. Like, that's not right. That's not okay in any way, shape, or form. I don't know. That list does speak to how hard it is in the dating scene. Just because, like, you do meet people that are like, you can't get a Frappuccino. Like, why? It's a freaking Frappuccino. Or you can't wear, like, the newest one that Cag put in today was, you can't wear socks. Like, excuse me. My feet get cold, but like at the end of the day, if those are the only, if that's what you're gonna say, then you can go ahead and just be single for the rest of your life. Because unless a guy is down so bad, there's no way that they would go for that. And so, like, yeah, people have standards, but man, I don't know.
Yeah, I definitely think the dating scene culture, I guess we'll put that as a word for it, has definitely become toxic, it feels like. Because, like, yeah, all fun and jokes and stuff like that, but there's actually people out there who, like they're genuine icks, which is, like, past the fact that, like, it's just kind of like, okay, why is that an ick to you? But you're just, in my opinion, you're just making it harder for yourself. Like, literally, it's already hard as it is. Why do you want to be that different and make it even more harder for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And in reality, like, some, like, even like half of the things on the list, I would, like what you're saying, Baxter, earlier, is like, I can't obviously guarantee, but I want to guarantee that it's just because people were going up to all the random people on the street and filming for TikTok. So they just want to be, like, somewhat TikTok famous, right?
Yeah, of course.
And that's what it was at the end of the day. And it's not anything actually, like, legit.
Of course. So, do you also think that, like, people having standards in a significant other, like, having a standard of, like, they had to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree, or they have to have a minimum of, like, you know, minimum age of 25 that is that has a stable income, that I would think about dating?
See,
them.
Those are...
No, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, standards themselves are not a bad thing, right? Because you, like, especially when you become older, you kind of know what you click with and what you don't, right? So having standards, it's not bad. It's having unrealistic standards. So let's take your example, for an example. Your example, one of your examples, were you're 25 and you have a stable income. Obviously, it depends on the situation, right? If it's somebody that's, like, somewhere around our age and you're saying 25, then it's like, okay, you want to date someone around your age. Like, that makes sense. That's not abnormal for people our age. But if you're, like, someone that's 18, or maybe on the other scale, someone that's 40 and you're saying 25, and you're like, okay, like, what are you actually getting at? Now let's go to the other part of a stable income. That's not an awful thing to think about. You have people all over the globe that have anxiety and want to be secure in things due to their past, due to other things in life, right? And being stable is one of those things that they just don't want to worry about. Maybe not necessarily in that example. Like, we've heard both examples, right? Of, like, people saying, I want to have I want the male to have a stable income so that he can bring the money in. Or you can have, I want the male to have a stable income so that we can help each other with our stable incomes to grow a future together. And then also you have gold diggers that are like, I want a person with money because I like money, and it's not actually for the person, but that's a whole nother topic for another day. Or maybe another time later in this podcast, who knows? When you talk about these things, it depends on the situation that you're in. And then also it depends on the context too. That was my only thing. Actually, what were you going to say?
Honestly, I kind of lost my train of thought into your thought. But, like, what were we heading at again? Like, what was it started off with again? It was...
Like, we're talking about, like, standards. Like, you know, people have standards of, you know, they have to have a minimum of a bachelor's degree, or they have to be a minimum of 25 in a steady
income right.
for me to date them or consider dating
Yeah,
them.
So, like, standards like those, to me, are not necessarily unrealistic. You know, right. like... Let's be real. One, the bachelor's degree one, like, people who still kind of, like, want that one are a little outdated, because let's be real, school is just not it anymore. Let's be 100% honest. It's a
waste of time and money.
It really is just a waste of time and money. But if that's what you want in a person, that's fine. That's a totally genuine standard to have. Like, a standard that I have. What's a standard that I have? Because I feel like that would just be easier. I, as you guys know, because I'm like that with you, I need a chick, that's rough because I am a rough person.
Valid.
And I need her to be able to handle my jokes, messing around, the way I mess around with people. Like, I need that to be a thing because I just can't sit there, make a joke. Like, now if she tells me she comes to my face and tells me she's uncomfortable with it, then fine. Of course, that's just mutual respect.
Right.
So I guess it's more just kind of a respect thing rather than just like her being rough. It's like we have the same grounds of respect for each other. And the aspect of like, if I make the joke and I tell this a joke, and but she doesn't tell me anything and then gets mad at me later, like for me, that's disrespectful. Like, you didn't tell me. Like, how am I supposed to know? And then you're going to get angry at me. I feel like that's messed up. But then I'm also, you know, now that I mentioned that, I am also definitely a person highly driven on respect. So like, if you're not going to respect me, my time, my passions, my wishes, like, that's just, all right, like, there's the door, you know? Right. And I just feel like some people forget that. Like, forget that having standards is like a thing. And if you have standards, it's like weird now. Like, you're like, people are just like, yeah, no, you're a horrible, like, not that you're a horrible person, but like, you're never gonna find anyone. It's like,
I don't necessarily think people forget that they have standards. It's, I think it's built out of, like, everybody expects people to have standards. It's the fact that social media recently especially has given the idea the fact that people out, let's go back to the list that Kaki is putting in there, right? Like, the dating scene sucks because people go in expecting us guys. I'll just speak for guys. I can't say people. I'll talk about us guys. Us guys expect to go into the dating pool and then expect women to just openly, like, say some outlandish standards. Like, we expect standards, but then we go into the dating pool and it's like, okay, she might say something about socks or something about Frappuccinos or whatever. And that's what's depressing, is it's like, okay, what bullcrap am I going to have to deal with today? You know? And so it gets to that point. So I do think people still believe that there are standards, but it's trying to figure out what kind of standards and then go from
there. Yeah, I think the biggest weird standard going on right now is the height one. Like, I can't do anything about this. I can't. I'm born this way. What do you want me to do?
Exactly. Like, genetically, like, you want me to be Yao Ming and be 6 foot something? Genetically, like, I'm gonna average out to be 5'6" average.
Yeah, and Ghost obviously doesn't have this problem.
Obviously not.
The man is. But TK and I are. It's definitely a struggle. Like, I feel like I wouldn't even know if I personally experienced it because, one, I haven't gone on many dates, so it's kind of like, maybe I got rejected because I wasn't tall enough, but I'll never know because they never even said yes anyways or told me why. So it's like, it's just those weird, I shouldn't say weird because it's okay to want it. Like, I get it. You want a tall guy, you know, like, it's fine. But like, you're really minimizing your percentage of finding people because I read the percentage. I forgot what the percentage is, but it's like, when, especially like with these people that are like, oh, I want a tall 6 foot guy that makes six figures and like, but also just not all about work and has time for me. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, one, who's if one? He's making six figures, he's probably, and like, I'm talking like well in the six figures, not just like 100K, like, right. Well in the six figures, yeah. Like 4, 5, 6. He's probably running a business.
Of course.
He's probably not going to have time for you sometimes. And you're just going to have to be okay with that.
Yep.
And then on top of that, you're literally making yourself go to the 0.01% of guys that exist in that category. So for me, it's just always just like, do people think about that? Like, because I think about those things. Like, my preferences and stuff like that, like, whether ethnicity and stuff like that, like in my area, they're pretty freaking low. So I made the dating game for me on based on the ethnicities and stuff I like really hard on myself, because where I live, there's not necessarily a big amount of the ethnicity that I am highly attracted to. Not saying the other ones are not an opportunity either. It's just I have my preferences. Simple as that. You know, like I'm not going to continue on that because that's just preferences.
As long as you accept what your preferences are, then you're good. It's when you keep trying to push your preferences on other people as part of it.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, and then as well, it's the other side. What was I trying to say? It's on the other side too of trying to figure out like how are you going to adapt in that?
Yeah.
I
don't know. Right. And then not to mention on top of all that, it's harder for us. Cause why? Cause we're gamers.
Literally.
True.
Like another thing, yeah. Like I don't get that. What is wrong with us?
I respect
what is wrong with being a gamer.
Women who love gamers because they're like the gamer will just do and be with us because, you know, that's their interaction time with us, you know? Like if like for me is like I look at someone like a Dr. Lupa. Like Dr. Lupa has a wife and a kid. But also at the same time when Dr. Lupa was dating Sam, you know, he was gaming. But at the same time it's just like he also still made the time to be with Sam.
Yeah.
Like think that we would make the time to be with you because we're gamers. We spend most of the time at a PC, you know. Yeah. You might want to avoid, you know, drops, like day of drops stuff. But like at the same time, it's just like if our priorities are straight, we're gonna put you above it.
Of course.
Well, and the other thing too is like I see this all the time on TikTok, but like if you're dating a gamer, like you ain't got to worry about where they are. Where are they
exactly,
at?
Where they at?
You're playing games.
They're the boys.
Or doing a podcast.
Yeah,
or doing a podcast in our cage. Right, exactly.
So, like that's just another thing. And then on top of that, you know, it's just now all of a sudden dating a gamer is just a trend. Where was that when I was in high school, huh?
Right, literally. It's
people who dating a guy who likes anime, where was that when I was in high school, huh? Like, what's going on, man? I feel like I missed out.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like people want to go out on a hike. They're like, oh, I love hikes because I love looking at nature. Girl, you go on a hike for an Instagram photo and you come back down. You're like, I didn't like that. Like, that's all you do. Oh. I'm just like, girl. I was like, no. Like, you go out for one nice, beautiful Instagram photo on top of like some waterfall. And then you come back down. You complain that you're tired and you don't like the hike. Like,
here's a standard I have. Be true to yourself. Own your standard. The other thing I was trying to say as well is own your standards. Like, again, it's not bad to have standards, but just know that when you say your standards, yes, you might be called crazy, but I mean, if they're your standards, they're your standards. Like, you can go for that. That's all, like, go for it. That's all you. But, like, you need, like Baxter said, right? You need to be careful of what you're saying and who you're putting those standards on, but then also you need to own them and realize what kind of situation you're putting yourself in when you have those standards.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, like if you're just going to be an a-hole to people because people aren't meeting your standards and stuff, maybe you're the problem.
Right.
I take it.
Yeah. I agree because it's just like, what it's like, how high are your standards for somebody you're looking for in a significant other? Like, are your standards like, he's got to make this minimum amount. He needs to make six figures. He's got to be well-known, has a great network of people, and I just want to be a stay-at-home husband or wife. Like, for me, that's a dream. That's a dream. Like, I would definitely enjoy my significant other, my wife, to be someone who is very like wealthy in the income. I'm able just to stay at home, and you know, if I had to take care of the kids, I'd take care of the kids. If I had to take care of the house, I'd take care of the house, you know, because my wife's gonna be the breadwinner of the family. She's gonna be bringing in the income, and I'm gonna be doing all the other things, which I don't mind. But to me, that's a dream. That is a dream. I would love that. But like for me, that's not a standard. My standard is someone who, like Baxter said, is able to take my jokes, understand my jokes. Like, someone who's able to understand me and know, like, the place I'm coming from. If they are not able to understand some of the jokes that I tell, you know, if they respect
And remember, boys, when you say that standard, sometimes it just does take time. It's not that they, like, when you have those standards, too, not everyone's going to be able to have the standards you're looking for right away. Because maybe that's not what they're expecting in the relationship. Not that they're against it, but sometimes that might just be like it takes time. But that's how relationships work, like in general, right? That's the whole point of a relationship. That's the whole point of dating, is to get to know the person you're interested in. How do they vibe? How do they work? And things take time. But that's the biggest thing, I think, in the dating world right now, is people don't want to take the time. They want everything now, which is a whole conversation in and of itself.
It is, yeah.
With a whole lot of hot topics and a whole lot of everything. But that's the main thing, is I think too, is that people are like, well, I would prefer that they didn't do this. Okay. Well, that's why you do a thing called communicating. Yep. And you say that out front, and then over time, and that's the other thing I have with my exes too, right? Is up front, like, we liked each other, we liked some things that we did, and we liked some things about each other, but then we gradually grew apart because, like, there were too many differences. And that happens. And sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's super toxic, and you learn things about yourself, you learn things about the other person, and that's where you move on. But yeah, I don't know. I think the biggest problem in today's day and age is that so many people expect things to be perfect now, and then they're just not.
Yeah, I think so. I think another thing for me is, like, people don't communicate well enough, or don't communicate at all in any relationship, whether it be friendship or, you know, your significant other. I mean, like, for me, like, I had an interest in this one girl. We'll call her Kylie. You know, recently me and Kylie were talking, but her schedule started packing up because she started going back to school full time. She's working full time. I'm doing the same. Well, not anymore. I mean, I'm going to school part time. I work full time. You know, I'm doing content creation on the side. She's busy with other things. So, like, as we were talking, you know, the conversation started to die down a little bit. And it's just like, the reason why the conversation is dying down is because we don't have the time for each other. Like, it's just the way the cookie crumbled. It's just that I'm busy, she's busy, we don't have the time for each other, you know? So it's just like, we both understood, like, we don't have the time for each other because we're all busy. But at the same time, with other girls that I've talked to, you know, communication is just like, you know, I'm usually the one communicating the most out of the people. And I'm just like, you're gonna tell me this now? Like, maybe it's me, because I'm the person who likes to plan. I'm the person who likes to get my ducks in a row before things happen. You know, I'm the person who's like, okay, if I'm going to a different state, and it's just like, okay, this is the weekend I'm going, this is what I'm gonna be doing, this is when I'm leaving work, this is when I need to head out on the road, things like that. Like, that's me.
But,
like,
that's why you're one of the planners for our trips.
But it's just like, if you're going to be like, you know, you're gonna communicate like so late, it's just like, really? Like, okay, dude. Like,
yeah,
I'm just like, but
communication is definitely always key in a relationship.
Yeah, communication,
the hardest thing to do, because then you get all the but this is my love language, and it's like, I get it, but do you know what mine is? Did you ever think to ask what my love language is? Mm-hmm. And I had that happen to me once too, and like, her love language was touch, or was it touch? Yeah, it was touch, and I'm not gonna say I don't like touch, but she was a 24/7 type of touch. Like,
oh gosh,
out in public, like, the hold hand was fine, but like, if we would like stop, she wanted to like for me to like hold her from behind or something, and I was just like, first off, we're out in public. I'm not big of a PDA person either, so it's like, you know, I mean, it's just okay. It just didn't work out. You know, differences are differences, which is fine. It's okay if your love language is touch. But I also just personally, in my personal experience, I've never had them try to, like, I've never had any try to understand me, if that makes sense.
100%.
It always feels like I'm trying to understand them. Mm-hmm. Like, now. Like, right now, in the dating age that's going off now. Like, it's just kind of like, I don't know, it's weird. So now I'm just like, okay,
exhausting,
well.
Bro.
It is. It's really exhausting. Now I'm just like, if you don't know yourself, like, That's a standard I have now, like, as a, you know, growing older, gosh, like, already gonna hit almost into my late 20s, pretty much. Like, a standard of mine is, I don't want to say you have to know, like, where your life is going, because obviously I don't even know where my life is going, but, like,
right.
Know your values, who you are, like knowing those things about yourself, because I'm going to come to you and be upfront and be like, this is the person I am. These are the things I like. These are my values. This is that. If you don't jive with any of it, then this is just not going to work out. There's no point of wasting our time here. And I feel like some people, when I do that, look at you and they're like, well, that's weird. It's like, how is that weird? Like, I feel like that should be normal.
It should be normal. That's right. But unfortunately, in this day and age, that's just
out the window.
And you know, that's one of the biggest things, right? In today's day and age, too. It's like you have, and again, for any ladies listening, we are strictly speaking from a guy's perspective. Going back to what I said earlier, we as men, but also just women as well, everyone needs to be careful about, yes, in general, don't don't stereotype people, period. Don't stereotype either in like a racist format or like just any format at all. Don't stereotype. But where was I going before I went to say that? But it's so hard. Because you get these things from social media, and you also have like personal experiences too, where time and time again, like you don't want to stereotype, right? You don't want to stereotype. You go on a date, or you just start talking to this person, or you get a Tinder match or whatever, right? And you go in on this, but due to those circumstances that you either have put yourself in by watching social media, or that you've been put in because you've been through it, it's hard not to go into that situation or go on to that next date or swipe on that person and say, and just say, I don't know why I'm doing this at this point. This one's probably going to be another bot, or this person is just going to say something stupid, or this person's trying to get free food, or like whatever. It's hard. It is so hard.
Yeah. Dating apps suck.
Dating apps
suck.
So
they are not good.
No, dating app, not good.
You know, I've never in our tried opinion, a dating obviously. App.
Really?
No.
Huh?
Nope.
Don't do it. Good. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I've been on three. Well, somehow randomly got banned on one. Still to this day, don't know why. Opened it up after not using it for 3 months, and I came back that I was banned. It's the weirdest story ever. But anyways, I've been on two ever since I pretty much became, you know, bachelor life again, which was 5-6 years ago now. And I've gotten maybe a total of like a handful of matches, and maybe like two of them led to real dates. Past that was not the best thing in the world.
And here's, I gotta think for that too. Here's another thing. When Brenda, my last ex, and I it was on one of the turning points, or one of the negative turning points of our relationship, and we went on a break. We both downloaded Tinder, and just for funsies, we decided to compare, because we both knew we both downloaded Tinder. So we wanted to see, like, kind of compare notes, right? I had 3 swipes, I'm pretty sure all of which were bots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she had
like 20,
close to 50.
Yeah, it's insane.
The difference is astronomical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite insane.
It is crazy. But yeah, I've never done a dating app. I've always had the thought, I was like, should I try dating? But I was like, nah, not for me.
So. Hey, yeah, it's don't do it. It's honestly not worth it either. In the end, it's not worth the mental sanity.
Yeah.
Mental sanity check to get from it either.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I'd be able to handle it. So I'm just like, yeah, no, not for me. So but one thing you did touch on was love language. So I wanna know, have you guys taken the test for your love language? And if you know your love language.
Yeah, I have actually. Do I still have the test? Like a picture? I know for sure my number one was quality time. That was my biggest one. I think after that was, it was either acts of service and then words of affirmation, or like swapped words of affirmation and then acts of service. Mm-hmm. So those were like my top three.
I haven't taken the test, but I think I know them.
Okay. What would you say is your top one? Or your top?
Probably touch.
Touch.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's probably touch. It's probably my number one. I haven't taken the test. I'll probably just take it right now while we're talking. What's it called?
It's a pretty long test. I don't think you're gonna be able to finish it.
I don't know why you went to
anyway. But yeah, mine I'm pretty sure is touch is my number one. Wait. This is to give or to get?
Either or.
Okay, so to give is definitely acts of service, and touch too, but then also to get would be touch, and yeah, I know touch is my main one. I don't know about the other ones or like where they rank, so I'll just stick to that for right now.
Mm-hmm. My number one is definitely quality time. I think it, like, quality time just for me just blends also into any relationship, whether it be a friendship or a relationship with a significant other. I enjoy quality time. So in general, it's just like, that's just a given for me. It's just enjoying quality time with friends, enjoying quality time with family and a significant other is enjoyable for me. So quality time is my number one. As far as my second or third, I would probably say it would have to go with words of affirmation second. I depend a lot on positivity, and I depend a lot on, you know, just being able to build up someone's esteem or self-esteem or anything. Same goes for me as well. So quality time and words of affirmation for me. So, but yeah, if you ever get a chance to take the love language test, you guys definitely should. Just that way you guys are able to find out, you know, your perks in a relationship or even just in general of what you value the most. There are books out there as well. I've never read any of the books, by the way, so I cannot guide you on any books. I just in general don't like reading as much. I was never the reader in high school. I always spark note most of the things. Sorry, Miss Link.
Good old spark notes.
I spark note everything before a quiz or a test on a chapter, and I'm just like, let me just figure out what it is and then bullcrap a theme or something. I don't know. But yeah, so love language, if you guys have a chance, take the test, figure out what your love languages are. Maybe it pertains to your relationship with your significant other, or maybe it pertains to your relationship with your friends as well, or your family, because, you know, you might see some of the qualities that you do, and you'll be like, oh, that's true, that's what I do, and you'll start to see and start to recognize that's what you value the most. And it might be something, if you're looking for someone, it might be something you'd be like, oh, this is what I value in. I value quality time. So, mm-hmm. You know, that's maybe something to add to your belt, you know? Not right now.
Yeah, honestly, from personal experience, it's definitely helped me, like realize, I don't want to say realize, but like help me kind of understand who I am as a person, because not only when you take these tests, plus we're not even like sponsored by any of these tests, so just take it at your own free will, you know. It kind of just helps you in the aspect of like, I know sometimes I'll talk to people or friends or, you know, a significant other at the time, and like something they did would bug me, and I would never know why that one thing bugged me until I figured out. I was like, oh, this, they just, you know, weren't really spending time with me like I wish they were, you know, or they just didn't pay much attention to me, or I did something for them and they didn't show any gratitude back and stuff like that. So definitely worth it if you kind of like find yourself figuring out like, why do I get mad at these like stupid little things or whatever it is.
Right. But you know, we're no love doctors, therapists, couples therapists or anything. You know, we're just speaking from experience. We've only can speak from experience of what we have, and we can only talk about, you know, what we've dealt with in the past. You know, and it's just our experience. You guys may have a different experience than us, and may have
or different opinions in general.
Different opinions in general, which is fine because that's what you went through. So we spoke from experience of what we felt like, what we went through, in life in general. So,
and I want to say one other thing too. It's not only to have your own opinion. It's not just have your own opinion, right? But I want to go back to what I said earlier, in that you need to make sure you are true to yourself. So yes, people can have an opinion or based off of what other people think, because for various reasons, right? You can be swayed in a proper argument with proper information that can be backed up and proven and all that other stuff. But at the end of the day, like, if you believe in one thing because a bunch of other people told you to, I don't know, then honestly, in my opinion, you are the problem in that situation. You need to, the world is changing. So this world is changing so fast. It just is. It's changing so fast in so many ways. So many things are changing in the world, in the world's worldview, and what people think, and what's the new trend, and what is this, what is that, and that, what's the other thing, and all this other stuff. So at the end of the day, you just need to be true to yourself, because at the end of the day, that's all you got. Especially in this dating age, like, when it's so hard to have a significant other, you have yourself, and that is the best thing that you can have, is yourself. Whether you hate yourself or whether you love yourself, you do have yourself, and it's good to make sure that you know who you are and you stay true to who you are as a person. And if you find yourself leaning more towards what other people think, and that makes you uncomfortable deep down inside, seek therapy, so that you can talk these things out with a professional, and maybe not with people around you that are giving you these different things. But also, if you're finding yourself to be in a situation where you're believing different things than what you'd rather, then find different people. And I know that's a lot. Speaking from experience as a person that doesn't like change, that is a lot easier said than done. And trust me, I know. But I encourage listeners to do that as well. That's not even talking about the dating world. That's just talking about everything, whether that be political things, LGBTQ+, and any other significant trend or topic that's happening around in the world right now. It is important that you stay true to yourself and you stay true to your beliefs. It sucks that you might lose some friends along the way, but at the end of the day, I really think that the people that you lose because you decide to stay true to yourself, those are the real losers. And so I encourage listeners to think about that. And also think about that too, as you're wanting to write down a comment, not even on our podcast, but on other podcasts or other videos that talk about different topics too, is as long as it's a healthy discussion or even like an argument, and people are just talking about what they believe, listen and be mindful of what they're saying, and be mindful of what you say back, I think is really important.
Most definitely. Well, folks, as much as we would love to talk about more about relationships, I know we are a bunch who loves to talk about things. Fortunately, the time has come. It is time to put this topic to the side a little bit. We might visit it later. You know, there might be a future episode where we talk about relationships again, and there's no if, ands, or buts about it. There probably will come a time where we talk about relationships again. But folks, this is the end. We appreciate you guys hanging out and stopping by and listening to us talk about our experiences, you know, about really our past relationships. And hopefully, you know, you've listened and you've listened to our opinions. And, you know, of course, we respect your opinions. You have your opinions on your experiences and what you've gone through in your relationships. So this is it's not meant to take anybody out, demeanor them, or do anything. It's just we're stating our opinions. We're just stating our experiences. And we're stating, you know, what we see in the world today from our eyes. So, but if you have any opinions or anything and you would like to share and comment, just let us know. Comment. You can feel free to let us know. Subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to us. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. So, appreciate guys hanging out. Senpai and VC. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.